Legendary producer Quincy Jones talks about a historical meeting between Michael Jackson and Prince, the making of Bad, the short film, and why the track Streetwalker did not make the album.
Michael was saying, let's go, you know. And so we started, he'd start, and as usual, he goes in the studio and he tries a lot of stuff, you know, and does hundreds of tapes and stuff like, you know, like he does now. And it was great. And this is the one where I'd asked him to write all the tunes. And I could see him just growing as an artist and understanding production and all that stuff. Bad was conceived. I wanted to do a duet with Prince. You know, it would have been great, man. It really would have. You know, just for drama, man. You know how the fighters do it. You know, and have the video with him coming to kick Michael's ass and oh, man, your butt is mine. You know, I mean, that's what it was written for. You know, to do that. And I set up a meeting with Prince and Michael, which was the historical night. And Prince finally said, you don't need me to be on this, you know, it'll be a hit without me, you know. And I remember when we finished, I called Martin Scorsese. He was in the editing room with DDL and finishing The Color of Money. And I love Marty, man, I really do. Said, well, I need you for 4 days, you know, to shoot the video on Bad. And Marty was beautiful. He just said, let's go, man. Let's hit it. And he came out. We got on the trains and stuff. We were all over New York, you know, hit the stuff. It was amazing. 4 days, you know. And because we wanted a tough album. We wanted to get a tough image anyway, you know, because it's important that you keep trying to change, you know, change up, you know. And even back in 87, that was 87, right? Michael had written 33 songs, and they were saying, look, it's showdown time, we got to pick it, you know. So I remember making a selection, and I put my choices over here, and I put the demo to Man in the Mirror right there, so because that's Michael had to make up his mind whether he wanted to do that or not. And so Michael pushed it over in that pile, you know. So this is time to take it home and deliver. No more messing around, you know. You can't put 33 songs on a record. And he'd written some fantastic stuff, you know. Really, really fantastic. I remember Streetwalker. Okay, well, that's funny. That's funny now, because Michael wanted to do Streetwalker in the album. And I was in the studio that day, and he sent DeLeo over there and said, Michael wants us to try to decide now whether we're going with Streetwalker or Another Part of Me. And we went over to the other studio. It was so cute. It was cute, really. It was not just funny. And DeLeo had those long cigars. He loved to have those long cigars. And so he's sitting there in the chair. And Michael liked Streetwalker, and I wanted to do Another Part of Me. He wrote both of them, so it didn't make any difference to him. But it was just interesting, just Another Part of Me, the feeling of it, you know. So this was the shootout to figure out which one. We're going to listen to them, three of us, objectively, and listen, decide which one is going to get picked. And so Leo was, he was sitting down when Street Rocket was on, and Another Part came up. He got up with his little fat ass, you know. I said, you're not helping Michael at all. I said, who's that? Was so funny. Michael looked like, what do you call him? Rubber? Well, whatever you call him. Michael had a funny name for him. Like, what are you doing, man? He just blew my whole case in. Well, it was so hilarious. But that was a choice for, instead of Another Part of Me. And so DeLeo helped me get the Another Part of Me because he started shaking his butt on it.